Elon Musk will be stepping down as the chairman of Tesla and will pay $40 million after the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, filed a suit in New York accusing Musk of fraud last week. The SEC alleged that tweets Musk made about Tesla was not based on fact and said the market chaos that resulted from the tweet hurt investors. In the August tweet, Musk said he was considering taking Tesla off the stock market and into private ownership and had funding secured for the proposal. Today, we're asking, how much perceived versus real damage do companies actually suffer from negative social media attention? Joining us now to unpack this tricky situation is senior lecturer Dr. Kim Johnston from the School of Advertising, Marketing and Public Relations at the Queensland University of Technology. Good morning, Kim.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. The SEC claimed that Musk's tweet hurt investors. How would that data actually be measured?
Well, investors, the Securities Exchange would know that any communication by a CEO of a company has an effect on the decisions that people make about that company. So whether or not they choose to invest or not invest really comes from the information they received. And Elon Musk, as the CEO and chair of Tesla, would have made that statement, and it was a pretty big statement that he'd secured funding for privates to buy back the company. So that would have had an effect on the share prices of Tesla, and as a consequence had an effect on investors and the share owners of that company.
Mm. So what do you make of the claim that this is just a simple scapegoat to hide Tesla's recent financial decline?
Well, I mean, obviously I don't have information about Tesla's financial performance, but I think that Tesla as an organisation is quite unique in that it's headed by Elon Musk, who, by the nature of who he is, he's an entrepreneur. He's a billionaire. So he, through his controversial statements over his career, he's made a number of financial gains from being innovative and making decisions that really preempt what's going to happen in a market. And by the nature of Tesla, you know, looking at sustainable energy and its electric cars and how it goes about solving energy problems, they're really looking to Elon Musk for that leadership. So I don't have the information about how financially viable Tesla is, but Elon Musk certainly, from the public reports, you know, is a millionaire.
And you were mentioning before that any interaction that the CEO will obviously have an impact on investors. But what do you think is the line between the brand and the employee?
Well, it's probably more interesting that the line between the brand and the CEO. So a lot of CEOs do represent their brand or their company. So you look at someone like Richard Branson from Virgin. Everything Richard Branson does symbolises Virgin. So when Elon Musk makes a statement about, you know, his actions, so we've seen in July earlier he made headlines about labelling a British diver who was aiding the cave rescue of the Thai soccer players. He labelled him with a label. I'm not going to say
Yes, we know the label.
And later he apologised. So the implications are for Tesla. Everything that Elon Musk does or says has an implication on the reputation and the relationship of Tesla. So it's tied up to what people expect of an organisation. So they have certain expectations about what Tesla is and does. We've got ideas around trust with relationships, you know, in terms of both not just shareholders but also financial or financiers and customers, consumers and employees of Tesla. So anything that affects that relationship and affects perceptions of what Tesla is, and because it's coming from the brand custodian, which is really Elon Musk, has some sort of consequence. And what we're seeing is that when CEOs like Elon Musk have a really strong identity and a really, you know, it's almost like they're celebrity CEOs, then they do have a consequence. And sometimes when they use social media, we see some negative consequences that come out of that. And you know, advice to CEOs generally is to be very careful about social media. We know from research that CEOs that use social media, particularly Twitter, people tend to trust the organization more because they feel that they've got a direct connection and a direct communication with the CEO, and that means that the organization is more personable or more accessible. And you know, that gives an insight previously, you know, before social media came online, that people normally don't get into that into that direct communication.
It's so, a really interesting way
to certainly say to CEOs, yes, they should be on social media, but they need to be very careful about how they use social media.
Yeah, definitely. And it's a really interesting way to brand your company, and I think it's very necessary now to be personable. But in terms of Elon Musk and Tesla, what do you see for the future in them, for the future for both of them in a social media sense?
Well, I don't think Elon Musk is going to step away from using social media, but I see in some reports that as part of the new arrangement with the Securities Commission, that he is to have an independent chair or an independent chair and a board committee that sets controls over his communication. So in a way, they're trying to tailor or limit what he does because of the consequences. Having said that, as a commercial organisation, we're now talking about Tesla in the media. It's very top of mind. So there's also a body of thought that it doesn't always have a negative consequence. But there is a very fine line between this type of communication activity and the implications financially for an organisation. We've seen some CEOs lose their jobs because of what they've tweeted. You know, for example, if they treat something that's inappropriate or it's discriminatory, then there'll be a consequence. For Tesla, because there was because it's a publicly listed company, there was a financial implication from shareholders. So therefore, the Securities and Exchange Commission got involved because they claimed and they started action because they claimed that he committed securities fraud. So any publicly listed company that has a responsibility to shareholders needs to make very sure that their CEOs understand what they can and they can't tweet about or put on social media, because there are rules and regulations, no matter what country you come from, about shareholder communication and communication out to the marketplace.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Kim.
Thank you.
That was Senior Lecturer Dr. Kim Johnston from the School of Advertising, Marketing and Public Relations at the Queensland University of Technology, helping us unpack the perceived and real damage companies suffer from negative social media attention.